And welcome to the Best of Fives, where we take the top five of something. Today, our episode is dedicated to our Grady's episode, which hopefully you listened to it the week before, which was based on Masters of the Universe. So in this theme of Masters of the Universe, we count down our top five 80s cartoons. And with me today, our illustrious host, Dave.
Hey.
And Aviva.
Hi.
So let's get right into the nitty gritty of our top fives. Dave.
Yes.
What's your number five top 80s cartoon?
Okay. I had a really hard time making this list because I realized in making it that I didn't really watch cartoons from the 80s. I watched classic animation when I was little. I watched Looney Tunes and Tom and Jerry and then stuff from the 70s like Scooby-Doo and Super Friends. And I didn't really watch stuff that originated in the 80s. Hmm. So this was kind of hard for me. But my number five is really out there, like super out there.
Okay.
And it wasn't on long. I remember it being on NBC, and I was a big fan of his even at a small age. My number five is Camp Candy.
Oh.
Which was John Candy's cartoon.
Huh. I barely remember that.
And the whole cartoon revolved around a summer camp, which he ran. He played himself. He was animated. He even sang the theme song.
Oh, yeah. It just came back to me. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, keep going.
It was great. And they did what all 80s things and even today do. They had each kid was a stereotype. It was like this kid's the sassy black kid and this kid's the smart Asian kid and this kid's the dorky white kid. You know, it's like there was a little trope for everybody in there. He was the counselor and there was like an evil camp that they were always like doing battle with. And it was him as a kid. He would tell stories from when he was a kid. And it had an environmental message often, which was kind of weird. Mm-hmm. But he narrated it. It wasn't on long. And I just remember really liking John Candy when I was little. It came out in 89. So it was like a later. I was watching this when I was a teenager, really. But I had loved John Candy and things that I'd seen like Vacation and Splash. And I always watched SCTV when I was little, and he would get his friends to do little cameo voices, like Eugene Levy was on and Andrea Martin was on and Dave Thomas and stuff like that. It's a little known cartoon, but when in looking at 80s cartoons, it's one of the only ones that I watched, and Camp Candy is my number five.
Awesome. All right, Aviva.
All right, I'm going to go with the Care Bears. I was trying to remember what all I watched in the 80s and which cartoons. So I pulled up a little list of, oh, yeah, these were on the 80s. Back in the 80s, I remember most kids were watching Saturday morning cartoons on USA specifically, from what I remember. And my family, being the good Jewish family that we were in synagogue on Saturday mornings. But Sunday mornings, the USA Cartoon Express was on again.
Aha!
And I remember Sunday morning cartoons. And so I'm going to hit up Care Bears first. I couldn't tell you if they were actually on the Sunday morning cartoons, but I remember watching them, and we had Care Bears. I still have Cheer Bear.
You still have it?
Oh, yeah. I have all sorts of fun toys left over from the 80s. Every time I go home and visit my family, my sister and I start going back and trying to clean up stuff that was in our old bedrooms.
Yeah.
And we were finding, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle action figures and He-Man action figures and Star Wars action figures and Care Bears and Barbies.
What did Cheer Bear have on the belly? Was it a rainbow or something?
I believe Cheer Bear was the rainbow.
Okay.
Because I have the rainbow. We also have Share Bear, which is the one with the hearts.
Mm-mm.
It's the one with Sonny Bono.
Yes.
Yes.
Sometimes I make them flip their hair.
If you could turn back time, man.
Yeah. And I do remember the Care Bears also had a movie, or at least one movie.
Yeah.
And everybody was getting frozen. There was like Mr. Freeze was freezing people. Not Marvel Mr. Freeze, but there was something about them all getting frozen and unhappy, and the Care Bears came in and they brought the sunshine back and they saved the day.
They had the Care Bear stare.
They did have the Care Bear stare. That's how they knocked down all the bad guys. It's pretty cool.
That's a good one.
A bunch of bears.
My number five was one that I got really addicted to when I was a kid, and that would be the Real Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine in high school, her last name, she was Laotian, and her last name meant Ghostbuster.
What?
Really? Her last name was Fitama, and it means Ghostbuster or Ghost Hunter or something
wow.
like that.
Wow.
So we all decided that we were the Ghostbusters. She was Egon. My friend Cheryl was Winston. I was Peter. And my other friend Lynn was Ray. So they were a year, Nam and Cheryl were a year ahead of us. So when they graduated from high school, I got them each a real Ghostbusters figure of their character. And then when we graduated, because Lynn and I were in the same year, I gave Lynn a Ray doll and she gave wow. me a Peter. So I still have it from the original Ghostbusters nice. Cartoon.
That is cool.
So Dave.
Yes.
Number four.
Number four. There were a lot of cartoons in the 80s based on movies. And I won't say any of the other ones in case they're on y'all's list. But I don't know why I watched this, but I love the movie so much. And it was an awful cartoon, but I know I watched it. I know the theme song. I could sing it for you right now. Number four is Teen Wolf.
Yes.
And I remember because I loved Teen Wolf. I loved Michael J. Fox, and not that I still do it. I would jump in front of a bus for Michael J. Fox. And I remember the cartoon being just so dumb and knowing it was dumb, but still watching it. And Styles was in it, not wearing mm-hmm. his pornographic T-shirts that he wore in the movie. But I liked monsters, I liked classic monsters, so I like werewolf things anyway. It had a little bit of the spirit of the movie, which I adored. So I stuck with it and watched Teen Wolf. I don't think many people did. I don't think it was on long. I'm surprised it was even made. Mm-hmm. But my number four is Teen Wolf.
Go.
Nice. Aviva, you're number four.
Number four, I'm going to go with She-Ra. Already a fan of her cousin. Brother, boyfriend, lover, whatever he was to her, from the Masters of the Universe world. And then now we had a female powerhouse who could also save the world. And she wore those interesting wings on her head. She always had flowy hair. Also a dual personality. She had her, I don't remember what the heck her name was anymore, but she had her regular persona and then her She-Ra, I'm going to fight all the bad guys. Was pretty empowering as a small child.
And she was sponsored by Always. She had wings.
Or Red Bull.
Or Red Bull.
Wasn't it always with any of these girl characters that would come after the boy character? They were always their cousin. Because
yep.
Supergirl yeah. is Superman's cousin. She-Hulk mm-hmm. is Hulk's cousin. Like, it's the same. Why is it always yeah. cousin? Why can't they be sister?
I don't know.
It's weird.
Or was She-Ra his long-lost sister or something? Or maybe his long-lost cousin?
I can't remember.
They always have to be related, though, because I think they don't want to open themselves up for any love. Kind of, porn possibilities.
That's Japanese cartoons.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
Hentai.
But number four, She-Ra.
My number four is probably not even a surprise to anybody that I would have some kind of Muppet something on there. Well, my number four was the Muppet Babies.
Aww.
I loved Muppets Take Manhattan, and especially I think the fact that they capitalized on that, the Muppet Babies, that they did it with a cartoon, and you never saw Nanny, you only saw her feet.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, their little adventure thing, and I remember the theme song and everything. My number four had to be Muppet Babies.
Can't believe it's four.
Way too easy method. My top.
Okay. The thing that was always cool about that was when they would incorporate other pop culture things, like when he was Indiana Jones and they had, mm-hmm. Star Wars and stuff like that. That's what I remember about that.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to see what's on your list. I was sure that was going to be number one.
No.
All right. Well, my number three is what has spawned this conversation, and it is He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Aha.
I did watch it every day when I got home from school. I was a latchkey kid, so I would get home, unlock the door, quickly run inside, lock the door right behind me. Like people are coming to get me or something. Meanwhile, I lived in the safest town in North America. But that's what I did, and I remember getting out my math book and sitting it right in front of the TV, and there's He-Man, and he's going to do my math with me. That was a thing every day. It was comforting, and even just watching and doing the Masters of the Universe stuff, I watched a couple of the cartoons. I put it on and I watched one, and before I knew it, I'd watched like four. It's still enjoyable. It's ridiculous, but it's enjoyable. And I like the style of animation. It's well done. It's pretty smooth. Like a lot of 80s cartoons, it was like you cut corners and it's jumpy because they didn't have the time to do the fluid animation. This is pretty fluid. I'm impressed with the animation for the time. It was 1983, like some of these. Like I watched the very first one. It's good stuff. And watching it, it's nostalgic. If you watched this when you were little and you haven't, just watch the theme. You'll get all you'll get all warm and fuzzy watching it. Seriously.
It'll all come back to you too.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your math homework won't. But the opening to He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. Yeah.
Maybe that's why I always got bad grades in math. He-Man's my number three.
He-Man was helping.
All right, number three.
I am with you. Number three for me was also He-Man.
Oh.
Because I also remember watching him. And didn't Orko do like a little, like a PSA after school special style little announcement?
Oh, yes.
At the end or the beginning of each episode.
Yeah.
So there was also a little like a little lesson, a moral, if you will.
Much like in Masters of the Universe, has several.
Yes, they
watch,
do.
Watch our episode or listen to our episode. Listen to our episode. Last week.
See all the things you can learn.
See.
But I'm with you right there with He-Man at number three.
My number three, because I'm female and because it was the 80s, has to be Jem. Jem is just... I wasn't...
Truly outrageous.
I wasn't to the point where I bought the figures or anything like that, but I did have to watch every episode and see, you know, Synergy and the Misfits. I had a Misfits t-shirt for the longest time. And I finally wore it out because I just, you know, so many washings. And they were dirty girls. So, Jem and the Holograms was always my favorite.
Never once saw it.
That's really a shame.
Here's your homework, Dave.
Math homework.
Math homework with Jem.
Yes.
So, Dave.
Yes. Number two. I went to Disney World every year of my life, and I love theme parks, and I know I'm talking to two people that share some of that penchant, and I think it was that hook in the show Dungeons and Dragons that got me into that, because they really go through a theme park attraction that sucks them into this world of Dungeons and Dragons. I didn't play Dungeons and Dragons. I mean, I wasn't allowed. That was one of those things in the 80s where, like, my dad was afraid of it. And, like, if you played Dungeons and Dragons, you might end up dead because kids were, like, getting crazy with it and stuff like that. I mean, the real game. So I didn't know anything about Dungeons and Dragons. But it was this group of friends. When they got there, they were all assigned roles, like you're the archer, you're the swordsman, you know, like they all had their thing. Mm-hmm. And I remember loving it mainly because I guess when I was younger, I thought it would be cool to ride Pirates of the Caribbean and get sucked into that world. Like I like the theme of the show, like that, the setup, the premise of the show was what really hooked me in. And I remember really that was the one that I had to watch on Saturday morning. That was a Saturday morning cartoon. A lot of my other ones, not a lot, but a couple of my other ones are not. But yeah, that was my Saturday morning John, Dungeons and Dragons. I had to watch it. That's my number two.
I loved that one too, especially Uni.
Right.
Uni was my favorite, except Jimmy. I was like, why does a unicorn sound like a goat? All right. You're number two, Aviva.
Man, you just reminded me of another cartoon I always watched, and I'm debating if I should switch my number two.
Oh, variable.
But I'm not. Oh,
Audible.
Okay. No, I'm going to stick with my original number two, and then later I'll tell you what the other one was that popped in my head. But Inspector Gadget.
Ah.
I love Inspector Gadget, him and his little niece Penny, and the dog, and they solved crimes. And I guess this was another girl power thing too, because Inspector Gadget was a little nutty.
Penny actually always solved it.
Yeah, she always solved it. That was a great one. I remember watching that with my sister, especially after school. And that was probably the first. I watched a lot of Nickelodeon shows, like the Pinwheel stuff. But this was probably my first and probably my only real Nickelodeon cartoon love, because SpongeBob was after my time, and all that stuff. But Inspector Gadget was awesome.
That's a good one.
Go Go Gadget Watch.
Is that Canadian made?
Probably.
I thought it was Japanese.
Okay.
I think it was Japanimation.
Oh, that would make sense.
I feel like that and Dungeons and Dragons, I think, too. It was a little bit Japanese. All right, my number two. I liked it almost better than the film. Beetlejuice. I loved the Beetlejuice cartoon. Because I even still, every once in a while, hear la 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 la.
Yep.
Was it anybody famous as his voice or?
Nope.
Okay.
Not that I know of. I think it was just, I loved the cartoon, and even the sandworms were bearable, and just the situation she would get into, and I just really liked the artwork on it. And it was just clever and cute. So Beetlejuice is my number two.
Should have known that. You dressed up like Beetlejuice.
Yes, I did.
You're Beetlejuice freak, aren't you?
I like Beetlejuice quite a bit.
All right, my number one, as soon as you mentioned this list, this is the very first word that I wrote down. And anybody that knows me knows that this is my all-time favorite cartoon that comes from the 80s. Because like I said, some of these other things that I would have watched, I'd put ahead of this. But if you're talking 80s only, my thing was Voltron.
From days of long ago.
And that's another one that I have definitely gone back and watched, made my son watch when he was little. It's another thing. If you haven't seen it in a while, just watch either the opening or the formation of Voltron, because it'll take you right back. This was another after school thing for me. And that definite Japan style of animation, I don't know, it just worked, especially with this setup. And they just made there's a Netflix reboot of Voltron. It's not the same. It needs to be this choppy, hyperkinetic, almost give you a seizure type of animation that only works. And Voltron has always been my favorite. It was one thing. I wasn't allowed to have any other toys other than Star Wars. That was the one thing. I just want a Voltron. I want a Voltron for my shelf. And maybe I should buy myself a Voltron. I'm sure I can buy one.
That's the lovely part about being an adult.
Yeah. I should just buy one, right? Nobody can stop me anymore.
Do it.
No, nobody's going to stop it.
Okay, I'm doing it. That's my number one, Voltron.
Voltron. Okay, Viva, number one.
Gem, it's truly outrageous. I love her. She's my number one. That was the first thing I thought of. And I was like, I should double check she was an 80s cartoon. But she was my all-time favorite. My sister and I wanted to be Gem in the Holograms. And I thought for sure when I grew up, I would be her. But I always wanted to be a rock star when I was little. And Gem was the best. And I thought I was going to be her when I grew up. And synergy with
your hair is not even pink.
I know, because I went into all these jobs. You're not allowed to have pink hair, which is crap. But I always wanted pink hair. And I had the, I'm going to call them dolls. She had a Barbie, and you could push her ear, and it would light up, and then you would have to manually change her clothes. They didn't just change, but you could call Synergy on her earrings, and it was awesome. And they had all these super cool rock star outfits and glitter and crazy makeup, and then the Misfits were pretty cool, too. As a kid, I was like, stupid Misfits, I'm Gem. Now I have an appreciation for the Misfits.
The Misfits were actually more talented than Gem.
They were.
Did you ever dress up
badass.
This for Halloween? Was this ever a Halloween thing for you?
I don't think I ever did, which is kind of strange. One would think I had. I'm pretty confident there was a Care Bear year. But I don't think I ever actually dressed up as Gem. And then they made that movie recently, which I went in with very low expectations because I figured they were going to butcher it. And so I enjoyed it because I wasn't expecting much. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't what I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
So, maybe they'll reboot the cartoon.
Yeah. The cartoon is where you could actually do stuff.
Yeah. It's crazy. So. But it was good. That's my number one all-time favorite cartoon of the 80s. Gem and the Holograms.
My number one was a mixture of live and cartoon, but mostly cartoon. I was fascinated by it. I have actually gone back, downloaded the songs from it. because I loved it so much. Kid Video.
Oh.
I don't even know if I know what Kid Video is.
Kid Video was a band, and one of which was Cousin Oliver from the Brady Bunch. Mm-hmm. The band got sucked into Cartoon Land by Master Blaster, and they were made into cartoons, and they were trying to get back to the real world so they could go back to, you know, their lives. But they were stuck in Cartoon Land, and they would have videos. They had had a song called Time Never Waits for Love, Baby. Time Never Waits, Girl. I loved Kid Video so much. I would obsessively time it so that, you know, it was appointment TV. I knew on Saturday mornings I needed to be there at, you know, 11 o'clock because it was Kid Video time.
Wow.
Yeah. I found another person that was somehow online, downloaded all the songs, and I took them from them. I copied them and I listened to them. So if you do not know what Kid Video is, please enlighten yourself with the power of YouTube. So
good stuff.
That was a pretty good top five. I was bringing back a lot of memories.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So
Rainbow Bright was the little girl that popped in my head all of a sudden when you were talking about unicorns. I was like, her Sprite. And little Sprite the fuzzball, and I definitely dressed up as her for Halloween one year, and I had all their action figures too. So many good things from the 80s.
I fell into the Snorks.
I love the Snorks. Yeah,
the Snorks and Q-Bert.
Mm-hmm. Like Captain Caveman.
Yeah.
Well, they had the Saturday morning Supercade with Pac-Man and Donkey Kong and Q-Bert and all that stuff.
Yeah. So many good things.
So many good ones. It's hard to narrow it down to five. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you feel nostalgic, you know, just check it. All of this stuff is on YouTube now.
It is. Yeah. You can watch any. Like my honorable mentions were Thundercats and
Thundercats.
Rambo, Force of Freedom.
Oh. That did not get to my house.
No kidding.
I would have been click. Push that button and have it go ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching as it was changing channel.
You had a remote control?
Yeah.
I think back then I had to actually get up and you push were the remote control. TV. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like the size of
a brick
and it had four buttons. You could either go up, down, or off. Mm-hmm. That was it.
Wow. So
it was
all right.
And it had a manual dial. We go ka-ching, 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 ka-ching.
We had the thing. The it was a big circle. You had to put two hands on it to turn it. That turned the antenna on top of our house.
Yes, I've seen
yes.
Why they would let my parents would let a 7-year-old child control turning an enormous several hundred pound metal frame on top of their television is beyond me. That's bad parenting.
Oh, the 80s were a different time.
Oh, we also didn't cover our outlets either.
Nope. But, we all made it.
Yeah, we all survived. The fact that we survived the 80s means something. So, well, if you have survived the 80s, let us know your favorite 80s cartoons. There's more out there. Like, there's a wealth of information out there. So please feel free to share your top 80s cartoons on our Facebook page. Let us know. And please feel free to check out all our other podcasts. Catacombs of Horror Nights is ramping up because Halloween's coming, as well as The Gradys and Indiana Jones and Seinfeld in character. Please check us out. Thanks a lot. Let's have some super game. Fun, fun, fun.